Research suggests that students of color perform better academically and are disciplined less when they have teachers of color. But there aren't a lot of teachers of color, especially African-American men. In CMS, just over 5% are black men, and nationally, it's 2%. A Charlotte group called Profound Gentlemen is working to strengthen the support system for black male teachers in hopes of increasing their numbers. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Most days, Mario Javon Shaw and Jason Terrell can be spotted in coffee shops or restaurants like this one, working intensely on their computers and cell phones. These two former CMS teachers left the classroom because they wanted to create a network where black male teachers could connect with each other for support. Shaw and Terrell say most black men quit because they feel isolated.
Oftentimes, our educators are usually the only black males in their school buildings, and so they can't relate to anyone.
I had a teacher who was a black male. He taught right across the hall from me. He literally guided me through my first, second, and third year. Now, I was lucky to have another man of color in my school building, but a lot of other teachers don't have that.
So this past year, they launched Profound Gentlemen to provide a support network for African-American male educators. Initially, the focus was recruitment, but Terrell explains why that changed.
There's actually not an issue of black men being interested in education. Brothers are interested in giving back to kids. But the issue is being prepared to go into the classroom and also staying invested in education over time.
With Profound Gentlemen, Shaw says advice on a lesson plan, help with a problem student or parent, or a pep talk are only a phone call, text message, or computer screen away.
I get a lot of phone calls every single day.
Other members like veteran educators and teachers with specialized classroom training also give advice. In addition, there are conferences and special events held throughout the year. The group is supported through grants and small contracts with six school districts that include Chicago, Washington, D.C., and CMS. It's free to join the organization. The first step is downloading the Profound Gentlemen app. All members are assigned to groups of 20 or fewer. They meet monthly and also use texting or internet discussions to share resources or encourage members.
There have been times where we've had to like motivate people and be like, you can do this, don't give up. It seems hard, but in the end, you know, there's a bigger picture here that you have to realize.
Raheem Roberts has been teaching for 8 years. He's a first grade teacher at Sugar Creek Charter School. He says in addition to providing classroom support, Profound Gentlemen makes him feel less alone.
It's just like a community where we can come together and network and collaborate and support one another and share ideas and just be that backbone for the other male educators who are doing the same thing that we're doing and just build that community of black male educators.
That community started out with 48 black male educators last year in Charlotte. Shaw says they now have more than 500 members in 26 cities and two other countries. At a group meeting last month in Charlotte, about 70 teachers gathered for a panel discussion, and this video was played.
I am a male educator of color. I am Profound Gentleman.
I definitely think it's important for black male educators because we are here to be role models for our students. Oftentimes, they don't see males in professional positions.
Says Phil Middle School 7th grader Marquise Crawford fits that description. He participated in the video and was at the meeting.
I feel like the African-American teachers really connect with the African-Americans. I think black men should be in more schools because the black male students that really needs connections with the black male teachers.
Edward Chilton, who was also at the discussion, says he feels more comfortable talking to his black male teachers about problems such as his struggles to keep his anger in check.
Usually, like, I'm not trying to be racist, like a white Caucasian, like, probably teacher. She'll either tell me to calm down, need to get my act together, but like, as a black male teacher, he'll tell me all the details. He'll ask me what's wrong, where I'm hurting at, to make me angry and stuff. And sometimes when I get down to the bottom of it, I'm usually all right.
When they were teachers, Terrell and Shaw say many of their students never had black male teachers before them. And Terrell says he never had a black male teacher until he was a junior in college.
That changed my life, made me become a teacher. You know, one of the things that I looked to him for, it was okay to be smart and be black and be a male. And for me growing up, I hid my smartness because I had to fit an image, at least in my school, that being academic wasn't the thing to do.
Terrell talks to members about this experience and others to keep them motivated. Teacher Raheem Roberts says it's working.
just to know that there are hundreds of others out there that are doing the same work that you're doing, it definitely makes you feel like you're a part of something, somewhere where you fit in, somewhere where you belong, and somewhere where the other people that are in there look just like you, even if it's outside of your school.
That sense of community is Profound Gentleman's mission. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.